Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC. The World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports pylon studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated. Get this, come September 2024, I've been knocking out all bums for 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am ever so modest. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination of the answers. But guess what? You're buying the pay-per-views. So tell me, what's going on in the sport of boxing? You can tweet me at Not Average Pedro. The X address or the Twitter address is Not Average Pedro. Straight up, we'll spend some time with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the first break, of course. Wow. Saudi Arabia, of course, the big fights have been happening over there. I'm sort of against that. But the bottom line is I'm for fighters making money. So if guys are making more money going over there, I guess God bless them. And well, you know, I mean, that's what this is all about. I mean, boxers have always been underpaid. They've been the most underpaid athletes in the history of sports, without a doubt. I mean, you keep hearing these stories about this guy making $7 million or that guy making $8 million. It don't always go down that way, folks. It just doesn't always go down that way. And a lot of people think it does, but it doesn't. A lot of fighters, most fighters die broke. Broke or with barely enough money to get by. Straight up, we'll talk about boxing more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Come to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I keep going and going, but the bottom line is you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back after the break.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
My fellow Americans, Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
That's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
All right, I'm going to make a confession right now. I usually don't confess much on this show. You know that. I keep it to myself. But the bottom line is, I was trying to get to the studio today, and somehow San Francisco was a traffic nightmare. I mean, I couldn't get a couple blocks in one direction. And I said, okay, I'll take alternative shortcut number two. And then number two didn't work, and number three didn't work. So when number three didn't work, I said, let me go back home. So that's why I'm doing this broadcast remotely from my bathroom. I'm just kidding, not my bathroom. My kitchen, straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from Pedro's Kitchen in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Did I really say that? Now, city by the bay. Anyway, bottom line, it's time to bring in Boxing's PhD, Socrates Bomber from the Bronx. The Bronx Bomber, how the heck are you, son?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, a little riled because of the traffic. Couldn't get into the video feed and that kind of good stuff. So I've got Daniela Jackman down there in Dallas, Texas, pounding on her chest. I can, you know, I don't blame her. I mean, she was ready to go and we weren't ready to go. And we're going to blame it on the 200,000 tourists that are driving around San Francisco right now. And let me tell you, when tourists drive around San Francisco, they're dumb. They don't know where they're going. I was a cop here. I know. They are absolutely done. We're just driving. And so you've got these people just driving around, taking up space and wasting people's time. Do I sound like an old man?
Hey, we must be in the same boat because New York City traffic in the summer is not much better because there's traffic everywhere and construction everywhere. So,
yeah. Well, construction, you know, is cool because putting people to work. I'm all down with construction, but they have parades and San Francisco is a festive city. Although our mayor, London Breed, is a miserable failure, and I've told her that time and time again. In fact, I told her once to her face, "Why don't you build any affordable housing on the open grounds around San Francisco?" She goes, "Oh, well, they're state property." I said, "Well, why don't you seize them under eminent domain? Why don't you try to go that route?" And she like played me dumb and walked away. But the bottom line is, I'm not a fan of London Breed. That is the manager of San Francisco per se. Now let's go to boxing. Why don't they let Deontay Wilder ride off into the sunset? Why aren't people talking about putting him in another fight?
Because some people are not too bright. Look, last time out, before Zhang, you know, stopped him brutally in the fifth round last week, he looked every bit the part of a sharp fighter against Joseph Parker. I mean, Deontay had a really good career, you know. He got the most out of limited ability, an exciting must-watch fighter. But it's time to go, man. He made a lot of money. Hopefully he's kept most of it, which is more important. But he needs to find something else to do in life. He's still very young, and he needs to get himself in order.
Here's what's up, though. He's been a pro since 2008. I mean, that's a long time. That's 16 years. People are saying he was a waste. That's all kinds of derogatory comments on him. You know what? Is it just me, or I have gotten so sick of Facebook boxing pages, like Boxing Knowledge? That's one of them. Anyway, there's supposed to be some boxing knowledge on there, and these guys are absolutely the worst forecasters of boxing. They have no boxing acumen whatsoever. I mean, they say some crazy stuff. I mean, just it's unbelievable. So what I'm trying to tell you is, I wish the regular media was back. I miss the old boxing media, bro.
Unfortunately, that's the world that we're in, man. Everyone's got a platform, and everyone's got an opinion. You know, I mean, everyone's always had an opinion, but now, unfortunately, we're able to hear everybody's opinion. Look, Deontay Wilder, he got the most out of his ability, and credit to his managers. I mean, and his promoter, they built him up. You know, spectacular knockouts against subpar competition. But the name of this game is about selling tickets, which is what he did, and knocking people out and getting people interested. And that's what heavyweights are expected to do. And he was in a trilogy, one of the great trilogies of all time. I mean, I don't know what else you want from Deontay Wilder. He had a good career. Might be a Hall of Famer one day.
Well, here's what's up. I'm seeing all kinds of weird stuff, speaking of Deontay Wilder. A week ago, I was seeing something where an ex-girlfriend or his current girlfriend filed a restraining order against him. And now I'm seeing a video. Deontay Wilder, new girlfriend, leave arena. That was one day ago. But bottom line is, Deontay's got some problems at home.
Yeah, yeah. That's whenever you're involved in DV and restraining orders, it's not good.
No. Whenever you've got tons of money, whenever you got tons of money and you're at the end of your career and you've been with a fake woman all along, that's when you find out. I think he's finding out.
Good point. Absolutely. Like I said, man, look, I hope his finances are in order so he doesn't have to fight anymore. He was supposed to be lined up to fight Jared Anderson, which would probably end just as bad as it did against Zhang.
I think you're giving Jared Anderson far too much credit. I mean, based on that last performance he had, I mean, if Bob Arum at 90 was getting semi-erect over that young man, I think that sort of ruined it.
Well, here's the thing. If Wilder was shot going into the Parker fight, what is he now after getting brutalized? You know, so he's even more damaged goods. And the win against Wilder at this point, what does it do for Jared Anderson? So it's just a bad idea altogether. The biggest takeaway that you can get from Wilder is that we never got to see him fight Anthony Joshua. So it's kind of like, you know, not that these two guys are the same level, but it's almost like the modern day Riddick Bowe, Lennox Lewis. You know, just never know.
Good point. So what's up with Flip Hrgovic? He was a big favorite going in there against Danny Dubois. What happened?
I think Flip, a little overrated. I mean, if you look at Hrgovic, his biggest win was against Zhang in a fight that I thought Zhang got robbed. And he started off great against Dubois. And Dubois, you know what? You talk about changing a narrative. A guy that was thought to have zero heart when he got stopped by Joyce. About 2 years ago. Then he gave Usyk all he can handle. Then he goes out and comes back, cuts up, beats up Hrgovic, and now Dubois is back in the mix. So you know, that's why the heavyweight division, it may not be the most exciting at times, and it's not in his glory days, but that's why you got to watch. And props to Dubois, you know, upset win, convincingly beating up on Hrgovic.
Okay, but the MVP for the past month and a half or 2 months, maybe 3 months of boxing, has been, guess who? Ball. I want to give Nick Ball all kinds of props. He's now 20-0 with 11 stops. Of course, he got jobbed about, I guess, 3 or 4 months ago against Ray Vargas. It was a horrible fight. I thought he won the fight. They called it a split decision draw in 12 rounds. I think one judge had him up 116, 110. One judge had it even. And the other judge had it 114, 112 for Ray Vargas. But the bottom line is I thought he licked Vargas pretty easily. And I was upset at the WBC because they didn't mandate a rematch. So then they throw him in again. They think they're throwing him in deep. They take Nick Ball. They send him to Saudi Arabia. He's an underdog, a betting underdog, Raymond Ford. And he beats Ford going across the board on a split decision, 115, 113, 115, 113. And one judge, a Korean judge, saw it 115, 113 for Ford. But the bottom line is he's my MVP, man.
Yeah, you know, it's very rare that a guy, after getting screwed, gets another shot, you know, to kind of showcase his talent, to avenge that screw job. And he did. You know, it was a fight that he was up early, then Ford came on late. And I thought that Ball did enough to earn the decision in a really entertaining fight. And like you said, man, if there's anyone that deserved a big win, it was him after getting jobbed against Vargas. Okay.
Dmitry Bivol and Malik Zanad. Malik Zanad made Dmitry Bivol look like George Foreman.
Yeah, it seems like that Bivol was tired of hearing people say that he can't crack an egg, and he came out smoking. But credit to his opponent. You know, he didn't come to pick up a paycheck, the fighter from Libya, which is not necessarily the hotbed for boxing, you know, but the guy, he give him credit. You know, he came to win. Just Bivol's a superior fighter, and he looked great. You know, you wonder if he's able to duplicate that against Beterbiev.
Well, good point. Dmitry Bivol, of course, the undefeated light heavyweight champion, having beat Canelo Alvarez about a year ago, of course, with a 12-round unanimous nod. Judges had it 115, 113, 7-5 in rounds, but I thought that was quite generous. Speaking of Canelo, time to kick him in the teeth. I see pictures of him with all kinds of different women boxers in this week on different Facebook pages. So he seems to be putting out a positive PR campaign. Sort of reminds me of Floyd Mayweather. It's like a positive PR campaign showing all these good things. He's a hero, this and that. Bottom line is, man, he's not fought the number one guy for over 3 years. I'm getting tired of saying this. I sound like an idiot repeating this week after week.
Yeah, and look, he's avoiding the best fight out there, and that's, of course, David Benavidez. Now I see the IBF gave him a deadline to fight the mandatory, some William Skull, who I don't think anyone wants to see fight. And let's face it, Canelo is one of the few fighters that the belt needs Canelo, not the other way around. You know, Canelo is still a huge star. Is he the face of the sport? It's up for debate now. But if he's not fighting Benavidez, or even at this point, as crazy as it sounds, Terence Crawford, you know, who do you want to see him in the ring fight against that would make a credible watch?
Okay, we got to take it to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel, let's roll. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, coming to you from actually somewhere in my house. Just put it to you like that. It's not the broadcast I wanted to do, but the city by the bay is like unbelievably inundated with tourists in San Francisco. How could that be? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Listen, I know a place where people rang true, the sort of place they really care about you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Why is it, do you think, that you draw the crowds of all the sportsmen in the world?
Mainly personality's got a lot to do with it. Like a salesman's business depends entirely on his personality. If he's rude and unsympathetic, then the buyer will hope that he goes away and never come back. But very often, if a salesman is good, he can make a person buy when they don't even intend to. Same with a doctor. He might be the best of doctors. He might have many patients and give them all the medicine he wants. But if his personality is not really right, his medicine won't make him feel that good. His personality to make him feel worse. But very often, a wise doctor can cure a person with word of mouth alone because they realize power of mind is needed. A lawyer can dishearten a client on one visit if you don't have a personality of victory, like Joe Frazier, for an example. He's the champion, they say. Number one, he don't have a personality. He can't talk. Very few boxers can get on this show and match wits with wise men like yourself. Personality, I know how to talk to the wine heads, and I knew how to talk to men like you with less intelligence than myself. Just listen to the people laugh. Just listen to them laugh. Very few comedians can do this, and that's their job. So like I'm saying, it's personality that attracts.
He definitely had a personality all his own. Of course, the man born Cassius Clay in Louisville, Kentucky, back in 1942, converted to the Nation of Islam and became Muhammad Ali in 1964. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we've been coming to you for quite a while now. It'll be 40 years come September 2024. But straight up, the Sunday edition. Don't forget the Sunday edition. Come to us tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio. It'll be live on the WBC Facebook page via VTV because today I couldn't get into the studio, so no video. Straight up, next week, the 15th. That's right, June 15th. Come to us from the MGM Grand, of course, on top. My fighter, as far as 168 pounds concerned, David Benavidez, fighting at 175. But also on the card, the man that calls himself the face of boxing. I'm talking about Tank Davis. Talk to me about Tank Davis, Socrates Palmer.
Gervonta Tank Davis, or I don't know if his name is still Gervonta Davis. He was, experimenting with Islam. So I guess I'm just going to go by Tank. He's fighting Frank Martin, an undefeated 18-0 out of Houston, Texas, and I expect a pretty competitive fight. You know, Frank is, he's kind of like like a B-level guy. That's not, he doesn't do anything great, you know, but he's got a good gas tank. He's tough. He comes in shape. But Tank Davis is, he's must watch TV. You know, he's one of the few guys that, hey, you call your friends and say Tank is on, because the fight can end with one shot. And it's going to be a competitive bout. I think they're coming at us from the MGM Grand week. And I expect a good fight. You know, there's been a lot of trash talk, as like most fights with Tank Davis. But I still expect Tank to look great. You know, I think he's a special fighter, man. I just, Tank is that dude. He really is. You know, I think if he's focused on his craft, I don't think there's anyone that touches him at 135.
Okay. There's a Gary Russell on the card. How many Gary Russells are there in boxing? You know?
There's a bunch of them. Yeah.
Are they related? Are they related?
Yeah, they're all brothers, too. You know, the Russell clan, Gary Russell Jr. is now the patriarch because the unfortunate death of the father, who died from diabetes a couple of years ago, and now he's kind of taken over the mantle. The 140 Russell is a solid fighter. You know, I think that he is very close to a world title shot. He's somebody that will be reckoned. He's unfortunately one of those fighters that, due to PBC's lack of the Gary lack of dates and stuff, you don't know where he stands. He's fighting Alberto Puello. You know, that should be a tough fight, both undefeated. I just hope that what doesn't happen to Gary Antoine isn't what happened to his brothers in activity. And if he stays hungry for boxing, I think at one point Gary Russell just viewed boxing as a paycheck.
He wasn't active enough to use it as a paycheck. How can you say that?
He
was like, it was like an Elvis fighting when he fought.
Yes. Or like my guy, Perry Como, you know, like that Christmas album. When, you know, you would be good for that Christmas album, and that was it, you know.
I guess his name is really Antoine Russell, and they put the Gary in front of him, much like George Foreman. He gets named all his kids George. Alberto Pollo, 22 and zip. Russell, the aforementioned Russell, 17 and zip. Benavidez on the card, 28-0, 24 KOs. Taking on Oleg Govodnik, 28-1. Of course, he's got that one loss to Artur Beterbiev. And did he quit in that fight?
I think, and a lot of people are quitting from Beterbiev, to be honest with you. I mean, I wouldn't say quit, but he took the fight out of him. He took the will to win out of Govodnik that night. Govodnik was formerly trained by Teddy Atlas. I don't think Teddy's with him anymore. Only in boxing, I guess, that a guy that hasn't fought in 2 years could still be in a world title fight. You know what? He's probably coming in to do what he's supposed to do, and that's make David Benavidez.
Okay.
Time.
I've got a $64,000 question for you. Is the Association of Boxing Commissions still in existence?
The ABC?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good question. Because it's so funny when I hear the word ABC, I always think of
Jackson 5.
True friend. I always think of Harold Letterman when he'd be doing the tail of the tape and the voiceover at HBO, you know, and the rule, you know, this will be, you know, under the auspices of the AB, you know, Associated Rules of Boxing. You don't really hear the announcers even say that anymore. So that's a good question, brother. I don't have an answer for you. Can I call a lifeline?
You know, when that law came into effect, I think in 1996, I was against it because of the fact that John McCain had taken all the legislative teeth out of it. In other words, all the enforcement forces, the enforcement power in the legislation was taken out of it because he was, you know, chummy with the Nevada promoters. I mean, he's from Nevada, so McCain had all that taken out. In fact, I confronted McCain twice on that. I said, you know, so you took all the teeth out of this. It's not, the ABC is like just like a figurehead now. He didn't totally agree with that. We disagreed on a bunch of things. Hey, back to Matchroom versus Queensbury. I guess that didn't go too well for one side, huh?
Woo, what a bloodbath, huh? Eddie Hearn. Wow. At least he's able to smile about it, you know. What I thought was the line of the night was there was supposed to be a $3 million bonus, right, to the winning club, the winning promotion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Chris Mannix, who works with DAZN, is, you know, doing the post whatever, and he's speaking to Frank Warren. He says, "Well, I guess nice to take home, take back to your fighters a bonus." And Frank stops him like a right hand. Oh, he said that the bet was between the two companies. So that's
it. I knew it. Yeah,
that was cold blooded. Frank Warren is a G. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, listen, the Frank Warren I remember got bounced around the hotel room by Mike Tyson.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't? Right.
Yeah, but Tyson lit him up. I mean, Frank Warren's not a big guy. It's about our size, okay? Not a big guy. But Tyson lit him up, and Frank Warren talked some smack to Mike Tyson. He brought that spin on himself.
Yeah. I mean, hey, he wrote a check. He wrote a check with his mouth that is behind couldn't cash, right?
Okay, real quick. Fighter of the year thus far is Dil Zhang.
Fighter of the year so far?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a big statement, man. Knocking out Deontay Wilder. I don't care if he was shot or not. It's a big statement.
Maybe in no way wins it back to back. You know, they just gave it to him just now, okay. And yeah. So I don't know.
Okay. Timeout. Speaking of Inouye, he was in New York City this week. Did he look you up?
No. I guess he couldn't fit me in the calendar. You know what?
I'm gonna have to talk to him. I'm gonna have to spank him, man. Spank him and his Japanese team. They went to New York City and didn't see you.
The shame on them. You know, I bump into him tonight.
Okay, good enough. Have a good time in the fights, real quick. Zion, is this a work fight for him?
Super fight. If anyone saw a picture, weigh in. Teixeira looked like an extra on The Walking Dead. If Zion doesn't take him out in four rounds, then he's a fraud.
Good enough. Socrates Palmer, Boxing's PhD on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Listen, I know a place where people rain through. The sort of place they really care. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me. 'Cause I dig the vibe, and I like the company. It's a wonderful...
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Some of you know my resume includes some time with Don King. I don't mean time in jail. I mean time working for him. Of course, the world's greatest promoter was a fantastic source of boxing from the 70s, the 80s, and 90s. Of course, early into this century, but from probably about 2005 on, Don King sort of has taken a back seat because, you know, he's almost 90 years old now, or he is 90 years old now. And he's really not hitting the ball out of the park, per se, as a promoter. I offered him a chance to get back in the heavyweight title picture a few years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, when I overheard something in that was confidentially being spoke by some other promoters. So I tried to get Don King back in the game. I called him on the phone. I said, listen, this is what I heard. This is what's going to happen. If you do this, you're back in the game big time. He didn't do it. Didn't want to spend $1.8 million to try to get back in the game. So I questioned him at that point in time. I said to myself, is it a matter of economics or is it a matter of him not having the desire? And when I say economics, you know, the world's greatest promoter has all this money, right? Well, guess what? I guess about 10 years ago, Ricardo Mayorga, the former junior welterweight champion, the one former welterweight champion, the man that iced Vernon Forrest, not once but twice, beat Forrest the second time, I think, on points. But the bottom line is Ricardo Mayorga wanted to fight in an MMA fight. And in order to do so, he was under contract to Don King. Don King had to put up a $100,000 bond in order to keep a lawsuit going or something. He bought it on him. He had to come up with his bond. So Don came up with $100,000 in silver dollars. Let me say that again. He came up with $100,000 to post for the bond, but they were silver dollars. In other words, you know, those silver dollars maybe your grandmother, your uncle gave you, that dated from 1939 or 1940 or 19 something. I mean, these are ancient silver dollars. They're antique silver. They're souvenir silver dollars. Although they're a dollar, although the U.S. government will only recognize them as a dollar each, but in reality, they're worth a lot more. Okay, so Don put up $100,000 in these silver dollars, which was worth like close to $1 million for a $100,000 bond, and he lost out. I mean, when he got the $100,000 back from the state or the government, they gave him back $100,000. They didn't give him back $100,000 silver dollars. So therein, I said to myself, is Don King hurting for money or is he slipping upstairs to the point where he made such a gaffe? I don't think he's slipping that hard. I think maybe there's a chance that Don King's money is like, you know, all kind of put his, you know, it's all spread out. That's all I can say. I'm not trying to say he's broke, but things are a little weird in the world of Don King. Now, last night, he had Adrian Broner in the main event. Broner, a guy that I think they won a title at 130, 135, 140, might even have had one at 147. They call him a four-time champion. I call him a four-time loser. I mean, some people say to me, maybe he should retire. No, he should. He's been retired. He retired like maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. I mean, he never hit his zenith because of the fact he was such a lazy slob. There's no other way to put it. Anyway, 34 years old, they call him a problem. He is a problem. Don King gave this fool $1 million. I mean, come on, Don. You must be smoking crack these days. I mean, to give Adrian Broner, a guy that's been known to mess around with dope, a guy that's been known to be a little aloof, nah, he's an idiot. He's not the guy that you want to invest $1 million in. I wouldn't invest $10 in Adrian Broner unless I was sending him to the store. I mean, that's about it. Hey, $10 to go to the store, come back. That's all the risk in Adrian Broner. Anyway, last night, Broner, coming into this fight with only 4 losses, now 35-5-1, of course, never been stopped, 24 KOs. But he ran into a guy by the name of Blair Cobbs, who was a left-hander, sort of reminded me a little bit of myself of the fact that, you know, we're not the most polished left-handers in the world, but we sort of get it done. And he got it done last night with right-hand leads. We'll talk about the jab because he's a left-hander, right? Left-handers mean they jab with the right hand. His jab wasn't all that great, but he was able to use it to set up the left cross. The left cross dropped Broner in the second round, and Adrian Broner then deposited a tooth on the canvas. He got his tooth knocked out. So, I mean, Broner, he came into this fight at some unknown weight. And when I say unknown weight, let me tell you this. Don King put on his website that this fight between Blair Cobbs and Adrian Broner would take place, quote, if Broner showed up. That's what the fight poster said, quote, if Broner shows up. So Broner showed up, but did he show up? Because these guys never weighed in officially. I can't find any official weight for either guy. And I looked at Adrian Broner, and I'm not capping on fat black bus drivers, okay? But that's what he looked like. He looked like a fat black bus driver. That's what he looked like. Can I give you a transfer? 50 cents. I mean, come on, man. I mean, that's what he looked like. And, you know, the fact that he was so fat and so slow and so unmotivated and so much of a disappointment as far as, I mean, some people actually thought he had talent at one point in time. Of course, I think he comes to us out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and Cincinnati's not known, let's put it this way, Cincinnati's had his problems. Of course, we're talking about, you know, Aaron Pryor. Aaron Pryor came out of Cincinnati. Of course, the Hawk was at one point in time flying on top of the world until cocaine took him down. Colombian dust. Of course, he died early, died about 8 or 10 years ago, I think it's been now, but he died early because of the fact his heart gave out from the cocaine he did when he was young. I mean, he did so much coke. Him and Alexis Arguello, they both did a lot of coke. In fact, they did coke together. Imagine those two guys who were in the 1982 fight of the year. Of course, it was a fight of the year, but it was marred by the fact that Pryor went in there with plaster of Paris. He had casts on his hands, not hand wraps. He had casts on his hands that he got past the athletic commission, and they took the stuffing out of the gloves. And if that was an insult, enough of an insult, they took a special bottle and mixed some asthma pills in there, adrenaline tablets. They crushed them up with a bunch of water, put them in a bottle, and when you drank that, of course, it immediately opened up your lungs, right? I mean, it was a genius move for Panama Lewis. Of course, Panama Lewis being the most despicable man in the history of boxing, at least in my mind. I remember in 1995, he was working Mike Tyson's corner in Pennsylvania. Somehow they allowed him to work a corner there because the athletic commission allowed him to get a license in that state. He couldn't be licensed anywhere else after that Luis Resto debacle, of course, with Billy Collins. He took the padding out of Resto's gloves and set Resto up with plaster of Paris hand wraps, and he almost went out there and killed Billy Collins. He beat Collins up for 10 rounds. Afterwards, it was revealed that the stuffing had been taken out of the gloves, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Thus, that was the fall of Panama Lewis. But Panama Lewis in 1995, the fat-ass guy that he was. I wasn't about to say something else, so I had to put myself in check there. Anyway, I saw him walking down the hall. He said something to me. Boom, I pushed off on him. Mother duck, are you ready to roll? I pushed him so hard, he almost fell down. I mean, I pushed him with bad intentions, okay? Because I wanted him to know I wasn't playing. And Don King said, whoa. Don King backed off. Don told me later, he goes, Pedro, I knew you were serious. I saw that in your eyes. He goes, you were going to clock Panama. Well, Panama had it coming. Panama said a couple things about me, and he left it on. Panama was one of those guys that left. He called somebody's answer machine and left it on tape that when he saw me in Philadelphia, he was going to smack me and this kind of stuff. Well, that didn't work out too well for Panama because I chased him almost out the hotel. Anyway, back to Broner. 35-5-1 now, got knocked down in the second round, loses a 10-round decision to Blair Cobbs. Blair Cobbs now 16-1-1. Blair Cobbs is nothing special. Blair Cobbs is average at best and above average maybe on a given day. But the bottom line is last night, it was average was good enough to beat Adrian Broner. Of course, in the world's greatest promoter was there. At one point in time, they took a 25-minute rest between the fights and between a heavyweight fight and the main event, and nothing occurred. So they were all standing in the ring looking around looking stupid. Mauricio Sulaiman was going back and forth taking pictures of people, but they were in the ring for like a half hour doing nothing. Finally, they brought 90-year-old Don King a chair, and he sat down, okay, for another 10 minutes. And finally, Broner came out and Blair Cobbs came out. And when you saw Broner, you knew to yourself, man, this guy is fat as, I mean, he looks like a fat black bus driver. I mean, St. Louis, New York City, San Francisco, you know what I'm talking about. He's got a brother get on the bus. Brother takes your transfer, this and that. He isn't as athletically motivated. You know, I mean, that's Adrian Broner in a nutshell. But the card itself, holy cow, I can't tell you enough about the card. The reason why I can't tell you enough about the card is that I've never seen a card that bad ever put on by Don King. I mean, I worked for Don King at one point in time. And let me think about it. For several cards, we had little like contracts. In other words, I would work three or four fights for him, three or four fight cards, and he'd get pissed off at me, and I wouldn't work a fight card, and then he'd come back and work a fight card anyway. Don King is Don King. Of course, the world's greatest promoter at one point in time. Not anymore. He says, not anymore. I mean, and I try to stress that to people. See them as people say to me, man, why are you so down on the old dude? I'm not down on the old dude. He just doesn't have it anymore. And if you saw this fight last night, I mean, the guys that he had were so, they were so bad. I mean, I can't tell you. Michael the Bounty Hunter, 22-1, his father, I knew him pretty well. I televised a couple of his fights for the Z Channel down there in Southern California back in the 90s. But Michael the Bounty Hunter Jr., 22-1, couple of draws and 15 KOs scored at one side, a unanimous nod over a surprisingly, according to Fight News, a surprisingly passive number 7-ranked Cassius Chaney. Cassius Chaney should be arrested for impersonating a professional fighter. I've never seen a guy that lazy in my life. I mean, he was so lazy, he made Adrian Broner look like he was in shape. I kid you not. Some other guys on the card, there was a former world cruiserweight champion, Unai Dorticos, was 27-2, 25 KOs, first-round KO winner over Alex Campa. Alex Campa came in at 19-9. No surprise, he left at 19-10 within 1 minute of the very first round. WBA middleweight WBA number 5-ranked middleweight, Ian Green, 18-2, overcame a rough start and closed the eye to get past Roy Behringer, 10-5, 6 KOs. In other words, you got headliners there going against club fighters. I mean, no knock on Ray Behringer, but he went the distance. Behringer is 10-5 with 6 KOs. Behringer is a club fighter, okay? So bottom line is Don King's got nothing but trash. And I'm going to go into an editorial deep on this probably next week or the week after. It's going to probably take me some time to sit down and write this. I was talking with the Godfather Larry Merchant about this. And, of course, this is the rise and fall of the one-time world's greatest promoter, Don King. I mean, here was a guy that presidents met. I mean, here's the thing. Listen, Don King... Most of people know he's not a choir boy. I mean, he's not a guy that, you know, you can get into the Vatican. Take that back. He was in the Vatican. He met the Pope. How does he do this? I don't know. A convicted murderer, and, of course, he shot two or three people dead. Two people I know for sure. He shot the guy that robbed his little bookmaking operation. I'm talking about he ran like an illegal numbers rack. In other words, think of the lottery nowadays, the pick six lottery. Well, Don King used to have the pick six lottery back in Cleveland, back in the days in the 50s and the 60s, and it was called the illegal lottery, the numbers run. Well, Don King was the king of the numbers racket, okay? But anyway, so this guy tries to rob Don King's numbers office, and he sticks a gun in Don King's future wife's face, Henrietta. She would later become Henrietta King, but at that point in time, she was the business partner, the wife of the business partner of Don King, and these people robbed the office, and they put a gun in her face. So as soon as the guy turned around, Don King shot him in the back. Justified homicide, shot the guy in the back, but the guy was dead in Don King's office. Never got 4 steps away from DK. Anyway, bottom line is, you never turn your back on Don King. Never turn your back on anybody with a gun. If you've got a gun, robbing somebody, because, you know, Don shot him. So anyway, the other time, Don was trying to collect on a $675 debt, a numbers debt, that's Sam Garrett. I think his name was Sam Garrett. He was an old junkie dude. He weighed about 100 pounds. Out of this money, and Don was kicking his ass, and the Cleveland police roll up on him, and they go, stop, stop. And Don, and the last thing Garrett said was, Don, I'll get you your money. And then Don kicked him in the head one time and killed him. That's how the guy died. So Don King went to jail originally for murder, and then it was ruled manslaughter, I believe, at one point in time. But at the end of the day, the governor was given a $250,000 donation, I was told, by Don King, and he was given a pardon. So that's why Don King's able to travel the world. People say to me, how the hell does he get around? I mean, the guy's convicted murderer. How the hell does he get? He got pardoned. So the arrest of the conviction never really doesn't really count. So that's how Don King gets around, because he couldn't have got over to Japan. Japan wouldn't have let him in being a convicted murderer, and no doubt about that. Of course, Hungary, where I last saw him, as far as our last trip across the pond was together, I think it was about 2012. And I knew in 2012 that he didn't have it anymore. The lights weren't, put it this way, when you look into Don King's eyes, the lights aren't shining anymore. Is that the best way to put it? I think I can. Daniel, let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the Saturday edition, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 hours live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Twitch.tv, and of course, the WBC channel on Facebook. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Listen, I know a place where people rang true.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Puerto Rico is known for its great boxing champions, without a doubt. I mean, it's just a small little island out in the middle of nowhere, but guess what? It produces an incredible amount of boxing champions per capita, and of course, some of the greats have come to us from the island country. Of course, Wilfred Benitez. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is Felix Trinidad. Of course, Trinidad had never lost at welterweight. At one point in time, the best fighter pound for pound in the world, and guess what? Trinidad is one of those guys that you don't hear any headlines about, so I think Trinidad was a class act, no doubt about that. Anyway, bottom line is Puerto Rico has gotten out Xander Zayas. He is the future of boxing as far as the island is concerned. Of course, he is undefeated, junior middleweight. At one point in time, Bob Arum signed him to a professional contract at the age of 16. So the kid was for real, no doubt about that. But he's taking on Patrick Teixeira. And, of course, later, earlier in the show, boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, said that, you know, Teixeira is going to get lit up like a White House Christmas tree. And if he ain't out of there by five rounds, he's leaving. So he'll be at the fight. Of course, him and Tommy D, the Sunday Shot Caller, will be at the event tonight. Madison Square Garden, of course, Xander Zayas and Patrick Teixeira in the main event. Now, on the zone, Atif Overton versus Harry Keenan Cruz. That's a light heavyweight battle. Come to you. I have no idea where that's from, but that's June 8th. And the other fight, of course, is on ESPN. So next week, got the big card coming to us, of course, from Las Vegas. I hope to be there in person. Javante Davis and Frank Martin, David Benavidez and Oleg Govodnik. And, of course, wow, that's going to be I hope that I'll be down there with my attorney. That's what I don't need any legal. I don't have any legal problems right now. So bottom line, I shouldn't say that. I'm going down there to spend some time with my attorney, and hopefully he and I can go to the fights together. I'm looking forward to that. But the bottom line is next week I should be in Las Vegas if everything goes right. Now, I want to wish my best friend, one of my good friends, John Daniels, who's going back east for some medical care this weekend. I want to wish him the very best. And, you know, I mean, when you're my partner and somebody's, you know, and the odds are against you, I'm with you. And that's just the way it is with John, because the odds might be against him. So the bottom line is, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We are a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The executive producer of the Saturday show is the great Daniel Ogden. I thank him so much for us. He's a super dad, among other things. But at the end of the day, this has been another production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, peace, love, and much respect.